Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, brought to you by Key Bank. The Indians and what has been a very good road trip to this point. The Indians have gone 4-2 on this road trip to Seattle and Kansas City. It's the rubber match in this three-game series here against the Royals. Kind of a goofy game last night. I mean, Corey Kluber gives you a complete game, and he basically had one bad inning, and it just seems like for Kluber, he picks the wrong day to pitch this year, doesn't he?
Well, you know, you make a good point. I mean, they scored in the first, or they scored, you know, the single run. Then in the third inning, they come back and get three, and probably fortunate we didn't get more. They didn't get more because we had a nice relay to get the guy to the plate. And he just made some mistakes. And to his credit, he reeled it in. And like you said, he threw a complete game and gave up nothing after that, which is not easy to do. We had opportunities where it looked like not only were we knocking on the door, but we were going to take a lead. You know, we came up empty, and that hurts because you know as you get to their bullpen, doesn't mean you can't win, but it gets a lot tougher.
Tito, a year ago at this time, you know, people wanted Ned Yost to walk the plank. Kansas City couldn't hit. Mike Moustakas had been even sent to the minor leagues. And now this year they lead the American League in hitting with men in scoring position. It's also been an area the Indians have not done well in, hitting with men in scoring position. Is there any rhyme or reason from year to year with that one number as how you do in the clutch?
You know, Hammy, we've all looked at it till we're blue in the face. More often than not, I know the numbers usually come back to the type of hitters you have. I think, you know, whether you start out good at the beginning or at the end or in the middle, they normally kind of circle back just like players do. You get to your level, that's usually the way it happens with those types of things too.
Well, and when you play Kansas City, and we saw it last night, good golly, Tito, they make plays just about no other team in the American League makes.
And that's part of why they're good. And they're fast, and they're very good defensively. You know, in the outfield, you think you hit a ball in the gap, and all of a sudden you got out. And that's a big reason why they're good. And, you know, they're not running and not stealing the bases as much as they did before, but they still catch the ball and run everything down.
How about this road trip, though? I mean, it's continued what has been a very good three-week stretch for this club.
And I think that's what we talked about all along was just, you know, don't look 3 weeks ahead. Just take day by day. And then if you do that and you do it for a while, all of a sudden people look up and say, hey, you're having a good stretch. That's the way it works. And now what we need to do is play a good game tonight. Then we'll pack up and go back home and try to play a good game tomorrow.
Boy, and it feels like when you play Kansas City, you better have the lead after five innings.
They got one of the most unbelievable bullpens. And like I said, it doesn't mean you can't win. I mean, we gave Wade Davis a tough time the other night, but you got your hands full. I mean, Herrera came in throwing 100 right off the bat and with a changeup that's 89 or 90. I mean, they're good. And again, that's another reason why they're good. They catch the ball, and they have a lockdown bullpen. And so they normally win the games they should win, and that means a lot.
Well, and Trevor Bauer goes tonight, and he's been good for the most part this year. I mean, this is still a young guy and really a young rotation, so there are some growing pains. But for the most part here, Terry, over the last 3 weeks, this rotation's given you a chance to win every night.
I agree with that, and I think that's a big reason why we've won so many games. Trevor, I think, is still learning what he's doing, learning the league, but he's pretty good, and I think he's getting better. That's what has us excited. I think as he learns some things along the way, you know, like how the league's attacking him, things like that, that he's going to be better, and I think we're all seeing it right now.
Well, I guess Michael Brantley convinced you to play him tonight, but you wouldn't let him play left field.
Yeah, no, I just thought it was in his best interest. You know, we're going to have a late night and travel game tomorrow, and we got some right-handers, so you know he's going to be playing. Just thought that it'd be nice to have his batting lineup, but I want to try to take care of him too.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the Key Bank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Tribe and Royals coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.